When you experience resistance, it is you being called up to something greater. When you face the resistance, understand it's making you stronger. What is it they always say? Life happens for you. It doesn't happen to you. And so when you experience the resistance, especially in this concept of playing small to go big, that resistance is challenging you to step into who you really are.
Welcome to Evolve Leadership, the arena where high-achieving leaders are challenged to redefine their limits. My name is Angus Nelson. I grew up in the United States, and I now live in Lisbon, Portugal. I'm an executive coach, and I've spent my career advising and training leaders from startups to Fortune 500 companies. And here's what I've learned. An old, ineffective leadership framework will always keep you on a hamster wheel, consumed with work-life balance, burnout, and stress. Here on the show, each week we'll help you rethink the path to achievement. We'll help you discover new principles, new philosophies to the modern leader. Look, the world is relentlessly changing, demanding a new era of leaders. It's time to redefine your limits. So enter the arena, my friend. It's time to evolve.
If you are serious about creating next level wealth in your business and your life, there are five different bridges you need to scale to get to that place of thriving in your business, in a wealthy state, not only in your bank account, but in your life. My name is Tim McClagan. I'm the senior coach here at Evolve Leadership. We have the maestro, the architect of Evolve, Angus Nelson. And today we have Samantha Nelson, our co-founder and COO, who normally is behind the scenes.
Yeah, now I'm like coming out from the curtain.
Yeah, and Samantha, we are tired of entrepreneurs running into the same thing over and over again. And so we want to open up our playbook and share with you what the five things we give our entrepreneurs that get them to that next level.
Yeah, and the reason we can talk about this with like certainty is because we have replicated a framework that works. Yeah. We have entrepreneurs going through our program with big 5-year goals that they end up accomplishing in like 6 to 8 months. So we are seeing people raising money, scaling businesses, going from completely burnt out to being totally passionate and reconnected to their businesses. How do they do that? Whether you do that with us or whether you do that on your own, this is what you need to do. This is what works to get you to that next level.
Yeah, when we've pattern matched this over the last 8 years. So it's almost like we've brought this into a science, right? And the essence of all of this is really to understand that there are critical keys at each stage of the process. And most of it is about letting go more than it is putting on. We think, oh, I got to learn a new thing and I got to do another thing. I got to get another piece of software. I got to add more people to my team. And I would say that there's elements of that are absolutely true. But there's other things that you have to let go of. And some of the things we're going to share with you, these bridges to get you to where you want to go, are the things that you have to understand that you're hanging on to some stuff that's not serving you.
Yeah.
And so I'm really excited to get in this conversation. I'm getting already a little excited and passionate because I can't wait to have more leaders operate in their full potential.
Yeah.
That's why we do what we do.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So the first thing.
Let go of the way you see yourself. Let go of playing small.
Ooh, that is good.
This is this element where we oftentimes don't want to go to the levels that our intuition, our spirit, our soul is calling us to. Instead, we're at this place where we keep staying in the same level of not asserting ourselves into the marketplace, not asserting ourselves to our clients, not asserting ourselves into the world in a place of power, a place of expansion, a place of possibility. And so we play small.
Yeah. So like to put it in practical terms, like what does playing small look like? That often can be limited vision. So you're not really thinking big. You're not setting those big audacious goals for yourself or your company. You're resistant to change, right? Yeah. So you know things have to change, but you know, for whatever reason, resistance is there. Risk taking. Mm-hmm. When you're playing small, you're not taking big risks. Yeah. You have that like circular insulated thinking where you're not getting feedback from outside. You're not getting creative ideas. You're just repeating the same things. Mm-hmm. You're thinking about the same things and you're not asking for help, right? Like that's what playing small looks like practically.
Yeah. Angus, you have an analogy that I love and it's about a superhero, but how oftentimes we can play small instead of stepping into who we really are.
Yeah. 100%. It's like, it's me and my glasses. Put on my coat, my tie, and I show up like Clark Kent.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the whole time, you're Superman. Mm. You've got all this potential, all this power, all this capacity, and yet we play as if we're Clark Kent. It's like we don't want to offend people. We don't want people to think that we're somebody. Oh, who do you think you are, Nelson? Yeah. Like we have all these weird stories that happen in our heads that say, I cannot go to this other level and be who I see myself to be because someone's going to think something, someone's going to do something, or something may get spun out of control.
Yeah.
And so we play small so that we can stay safe, or at least what we perceive safe.
Right.
Yeah.
And yet that's not what we were born to do. And you guys have heard me say this before, as entrepreneurs, we're a unique and special species that we are the ones that add fuel to the fire across the economic globe.
Yeah.
We're constantly bringing money, opportunity, positions, and power into the world where people can have the capacity to have a job, to make income, to also make a difference and invent services and products that change and transition the way we experience our world.
Yeah.
That's what entrepreneurs do. And so as such, it is incumbent upon us to lean into that gift, to lean into that sparkle, to lean into that superpower.
Yeah. Well, and many times we as entrepreneurs have that at the beginning because it's that thing that gets us to build that business, that initially build it. But we lose that. We lose that sense of leaning in and pushing and risking. We lose that because we've built something and now we're scared to.
We're going to screw it up.
Yeah.
What if I go wrong? What if I make a wrong decision?
So it's like, I feel like the majority of entrepreneurs know what it feels like to play big because we've had to do that.
Totally. And how many times have we run into resistance? Mm-hmm. Angus, talk about how that oftentimes is an invitation to stepping into who you really are, this idea of playing big.
Everything on the face of the planet requires resistance to grow. It's like Tim has all these lumps on his body. They're called muscles. And he got them.
What lump are you talking about? And like, do you know something I don't know?
And these muscles, and I'm trying to build some of this lumpiness. It comes as a result of resistance of weight.
Yeah.
Gravity pulling on weight. And the more resistance that you experience, the larger capacity those muscles have to grow. A tree that's growing out of the earth needs resistance of wind in order for that root system to grow and go deep, right?
Yeah.
To get a firm foundation. When you experience resistance, it is you being called up to something greater. When you face the resistance, understand it's making you stronger. When you face resistance, it's making you smarter. It's giving you lessons. I once told somebody just recently, I said, it's kind of a clear methodology. It's either a catalyst, a learning opportunity, or it's an opportunity for you to reshuffle the deck, right? You have to like pivot.
Yeah.
All of these different things that we do in this context of experiencing resistance is serving us. What is it they always say? Life happens for you. It doesn't happen to you. And so when you experience the resistance, especially in this concept of playing small to go big, that resistance is challenging you to step into who you really are.
Yeah.
So now we have to let go.
Yeah.
Again, let go of the old story. Let go of the old beliefs. Let go of the things that kept you small. Now you lean into this resistance and you say, well, what does this make possible? If I'm experiencing this kind of resistance, then there must be something I can learn from this. There must be something I can pivot from this. There must be something that I can now be a catalyst to.
Yeah. And you will never step into that next level wealth playing small. Angus, the second one I think is really cool. And that is for every entrepreneur wanting to go to the next level in wealth is to have these transformational experiences. Talk to me about that for a little bit.
All problems are leadership problems. And that nothing changes until the leader changes. That the leader is the bottleneck of your company. This is the reality. The more you expand and change and expand your beliefs, expand your understanding, expand your insights, and change internally yourself, the more capacity your company has to transform in itself.
Yeah.
Like these two are directly connected.
Yeah, because if you're scaling a business and you yourself are not evolving to match the growth of that business, you burn out.
Or you bottleneck. One of the two. You bottleneck the business. You put a ceiling on it because it can only grow as much as you.
Yeah.
Or this other capacity is you actually sabotage it, right? If you feel like, I don't deserve, I don't belong, whatever. And I call these the oh shit moments is a founder comes and says, I just raised $9 million. What do I do now?
Yeah.
Oh, I just raised $22 million. Yes.
Now you got to prove it.
It was one thing when you were like politicking and positioning yourself for some venture capital or what have you. It's another thing when they cut the check. And now all of a sudden you've got to like put the rubber meat in the road and you actually have to deliver with these expectations, these higher mandates. And who must you become in order to achieve this now?
Right. Because
you have to be a different person.
What you did to get here is not what you need to, is not who you need to be to go to the next level.
Transformation.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of times in this journey is that it's not done alone, right? Mm. You need, so many times when we are called up to a higher level, there are people that see the greatness in us, right? They see what we can't see. They see our blind spots as they go, no, don't play small. Don't stay down there. Step up to this level.
Yeah. So playing big, and transformative experiences. What else?
So the third one is finding the hidden wealth blockers.
Yeah.
We all have these things that stand in our way to actually creating wealth. In fact, so much so that we, in our pattern matching, developed an assessment tool just to identify these six areas. Mm. And what we observed is those that were most successful, those who made, you know, a substantial amount of revenue and income, all had these attributes in common. And when you see that one of these areas is an area that you struggle with, is an area that you're not capitalizing on, then that becomes a blocker. And it doesn't matter if you're successful in these other areas, just this one thing in standing in your way, it eliminates you from the opportunity to actually create the kind of wealthy life that you desire.
Yeah.
And this is what most people don't understand, is that there's methods and there's systems to everything. And success leaves clues. And so you've watched the people who are succeeding in front of you, and you can find the ways to emulate, and that's what we've done with these discovery of these six areas. And then suddenly you can see this is the big unlock. This is the thing that can set you free to create the kind of life that you desire, the kind of thing you know that you're capable of, the kind of thing that you know you're worthy of. And until we get to that place, we're never going to be at our full potential.
Yeah.
That's what creates the frustration.
And if you like, we'll put a link in the description below that will have this assessment where you can identify your wealth blocker. What is the biggest thing that might be holding you back from that next level wealth? But I want to move on to number four, because Angus, sometimes this one gets shoved under the rug. We all have a lot of ambition. Mm-hmm. We all have a lot of a big dream, but sometimes this next one is missing.
Systems and structures. Mm. Like, if you're not delegating your calendar, your email to some kind of a executive assistant or virtual assistant, like full stop, we're done. You've got bad systems because you're in the weeds of just managing your day, right? In that same way, scale that out. What are all the other areas that you are not creating structure? And I'm talking not just in the business, but also personally, where you're creating structures for health, well-being, energy management, getting the right amount of sleep. Like all of those are part of these systems and structures. Beyond that, within the company, is then how are you managing the team? Who are the direct reports? Who are the different people who are creating the SOPs for your standard operating procedures? All of these capacities, like when you look at it from a holistic standpoint, you have to get kind of detailed. When you start, it's just a solopreneur, you're doing all the things.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Like, that's what we all have to go through. That's the badge that we wear as the entrepreneur. And then you graduate and you shift from playing amateur to pro.
Right.
And that's the difference. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden the responsibilities that I take for myself, the responsibilities I have for my team to keep everybody playing at their fullest potential requires us to have proper systems and structures.
Well, I think that entrepreneurs know that this is not happening when they start to see the symptoms of it, right? So business feels like a slog.
Yep.
You feel like you're imprisoned to your business. You know, it's like you've said before, you feel like you've built a prison system now, because it's like when you leave, the business fails. You must be at your desk working all the time in order for your business to work. Yeah. So we know the symptoms of that when we're missing systems and structures. Yeah, it's pretty evident.
Yeah. And here's the thing about systems and structures. It's like my golf game. When I try to hack at that ball as hard as I can, I work out a little bit. So I'm thinking, I'm going to drive this. And it drives me crazy when I see some skinny little dude get up there and just use the system, right?
Yeah.
Just let the golf club do the work.
400 yards, baby.
Right? Nice and easy. And then whoosh. And I'm just, I'm amazed. And many of us know what that's like. We are killing ourselves building this business. We are, we're putting in all this work. And then we see someone who's like off on the weekends, going on vacation and their business is thriving. Many times they've created systems so they can stay in their zone of genius and let other people run it so that when they have to go on vacation, the whole business doesn't fall apart.
Right.
The systems are working sustainable.
It's momentum.
Yeah.
I heard one person once say that life is like golf. The harder you try, the worse you do. Right? True.
That's my game.
me too. What are those other areas where we're striving so hard in our business and don't recognize that letting go and trusting other people so that they can operate in the things they're good at? Not only are we robbing ourselves by staying in this state, but we're robbing our team of them performing, having ownership of this cause that we're committed to, and yet you won't give me the keys. Come on, boss. Come on, let's go. The business ownership mindset is that your job is to empower your team to perform at their highest. Yeah. And if you don't have systems and structures, you can never give them that permission slip. You can never give them that key.
Yeah. And Angus, especially among the entrepreneurs that we work with, I see so many times, it's almost like they need a system audit, because each leader is different. Each one of us have our own proclivity to latch on to that one, that one part of the business we either want to micromanage. And so having that third person point of view and in your business, have somebody that can take that approach and just give you some honest advice on your systems. Cause we rise.
So we rise or fall to the level of our systems.
Yeah. And Angus, I want to end on this one, cause I think in all the different clients that we meet with, it is one of the biggest things that are holding us back. And if we can get this right, it can move our businesses faster than any of these other ones. And that is unpacking your stories about wealth. Talk to me about this one, because many times we don't realize we have a relationship with money, and sometimes it can be the one thing that's holding us back from attaining that wealth. Let me just pause for a second to say this. There is one trait that you will find in every successful leader, no matter their industry, no matter their role, and that trait is action. And we want to inspire ambitious leaders like you to bet on yourself and take action on those audacious goals that you see in your heart. That's why we created our 90-Day Accelerator. It's a results-driven, battle-tested framework designed specifically for high-performing leaders like you to get unstuck and propel you towards your goals. And in just 90 days, you won't even recognize the person you used to be.
To be a part of this elite community, go to evolveleadership.org. Now, back to the show.
Yeah, so I'm settling in here because this is one of the number one topics that we talk about a lot with both internally with us for ourselves, but then also with our clients. And this simple topic is we all have a relationship with money, and like any relationship, it can be a good relationship, it can be a bad relationship, it can be a toxic relationship, it can be super unhealthy. And depending on where you are on that spectrum, it's going to play into decisions that you make for yourself. And so we all have these different stories, and you have to like take a moment to get self-aware, to take a pause, to get objective and like, well, what are my stories around money? Wow. And so like some simple questions to ask yourself is, you know, do you get to a point where in your business, you're like, if I do this, am I going to lose everything? Wow. You could be in a place of scarcity. You could be in a place of a poor relationship with finances. If you look at your bank account, and when the bank account is high, you feel like, wow, I'm amazing. Or if your bank account is low, you feel like a schlep. Well, then your relationship with money, your identity around that money, is one of the areas we're talking about. Mm-hmm. And until you settle that relationship where you detach and decouple yourself from the identity that's attached with those principles of revenue, well, then you'll never be able to unleash it to become what it's possible of becoming.
Yeah.
You're constantly being in a place of constraint.
And not just money though, right? This idea of wealth, as we talk about it with our clients, is even more than money. Mm-hmm. It's how we use the money, but it's how we're also fulfilled. How we're living our personal life outside of who we are in a business or what money we're making. It's the relationships outside of that. So we ask our clients all the time, why aren't you there already? So if you are here and you're trying to get there, well, what do you believe it will take to get there?
Yep.
And two, why aren't you there? And in those answers, you start to really discover what you believe about wealth. Yeah. You know, I'm not there because maybe I believe I can't get there married and with kids. And so it's now a choice between, do I want to stay married or do I want to make money?
Yeah. I've even heard somebody say, I just need an opportunity. I just need a chance. It's like, well, even that's a story.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I just need an opportunity.
Yeah,
it's like, well, even that is a story. You're waiting for someone, something outside of yourself
100%.
To give you the pick, the nod, the permission versus giving it to yourself.
Yeah.
You know, and we talk about money so much because it's such a easy, low hanging fruit of understanding the mindset of scarcity versus abundance.
Right. So true.
But to your point, it's the same way we use time.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have time to get in the gym because I've got to do, I don't have time to take up a hobby because I got to, exactly. I don't have time to take vacation because all that scarcity, poor relationship with wealth creation.
Yeah.
And so now again, you're in a place of constraint.
Yeah.
And then you look at relationships. Well, a lot of entrepreneurs don't have friends. And this kind of goes back to some of the stuff we were talking about before in your network. Like they think I don't have time to develop quality relationships, or what if the relationship I develop with somebody is a competitor, or they steal my ideas, or like all these other things that you've built up in your head, stories you're telling yourself.
Yeah.
About wealth. Yeah.
Ultimately, getting that business to run on its own so that you can actually create the kind of wealth that you're capable of. Well, now we're talking about being able to have some real wealthy life.
Yeah.
Time, relationship, quality of experiences, time with your kids, time in the gym, time with your hobbies. Like now you've got this full spectrum of wealth.
Yeah.
That's what we want.
And Angus, so many times we don't understand our own flaws in our thinking about wealth until we get around somebody else who has a more healthy point of view.
Yeah.
And then we're like, oh. And sometimes it's getting, again, that third party perspective. It just, it's one of those aha moments where you're like, oh, maybe my story about money maybe my story about wealth and the thing that I hope my money is going to give me, fulfillment, like experiences, maybe that needs an upgrade. And sometimes we can't see it because we can't see it.
Yeah.
I'm experiencing it myself. I mean, we're at a stage right now with our business where I'm expanding my perception, my level of possibility in my own thinking of where I see this business going. And it's funny how, as the instructor, guru, expert, whatever you think I am, I oftentimes have to go through the same bullshit that you do.
So true.
Well, it's one of the reasons why we know what we do works, because it has been tried, tested, and proven, right? In our own lives.
Yours not truly. Only
our clients, but in Angus Nelson.
And we make this shit contagious, right? And and we are actually living this stuff and experiencing this stuff. And it's funny when people look at like our life moving to Portugal. Oh, you guys must have it made. Wow, if I had only made better choices in my life and marriage, maybe I could be moving to my own Portugal. And it's like, well, what is your Portugal? Like, is it a quality of life? Is it a type of house? Is it an apartment on the corner with a view? Like, what is the thing that you say you want? What is the thing you desire? And then can you just shape your life and your business around that?
Yeah.
Wealth is not always just the money, as we've said before. It's part of it. But wealth is this level of fulfillment and satisfaction that is a, money is a sign or a signal of contentment. It's almost as if we've got it all wrong. We think we'll get the money and the money will bring us happiness. The money will bring us the joy. The money will bring us the caliber and quality of relationships. And the reality is it's bass ackwards. See what I did there?
I saw what
it's
you did there.
Get the place of fulfillment, get the place of satisfaction, build the systems, build the network, get to that place of unpacking all of your wealth stories, and suddenly you unlock and unleash what is possible for your business.
Yeah.
What is possible for yourself? And this is the part that pisses me off, is that people don't understand that it's the opposite of what you think it is. It's always contrary. Like, we think if I want friends, you first have to show yourself friendly. If I want to live, there are certain things you have to die to first.
Yeah.
Like, there's always this paradox. And this is one of those examples that paradox exists in its fullness. Your company will never get to its sense of growth until you grow first. Your business will never get to a place of fulfillment and satisfaction and continuity until your life has fulfillment, satisfaction, and continuity. Alignment in yourself will unlock alignment within your business.
So good. So if you are in pursuit of true wealth, the real fulfilling wealth, we're going to play bigger. We are going to pursue transformational experiences. You're going to discover and uncover what are those wealth blockers. You're going to create structures and systems so that you are positioned in your zone of genius and your whole team is thriving in that level. And then lastly, unpack those stories about wealth so we can get rid of the bad ones, right? We want the good ones so that we can step into that next level wealth and life of fulfillment that we are pursuing. Well, for Angus Nelson, Samantha Nelson, I'm Tim McClagan. Thank you so much for joining us here on Evolve Leadership. Whatever you do, as you pursue your next step, whatever next stage it is, step into these five areas. Allow yourself to grow. So keep climbing and never, that was your cue, Sammy.
Stop
evolving.
We'll see you guys later.
As we wrap up another episode of Evolve Leadership, thank you so much for taking time to invest in you. If there's to be any sustainable growth in your company or even in your relationships, you must grow first. And it's what I love to do for leaders, to help them grow, to challenge their thinking, sharpen self-awareness, to instill an unshakable confidence, and ultimately upgrade their sense of self. And we do this through our proprietary method called Agile EQ Plus, where we're leveraging agile leadership and emotional intelligence.
We provide our signature training for individuals, and for businesses, we've designed a unique curriculum for company-wide learning and development. If you'd like to learn more about our training or to schedule a call, you can simply go to evolveleadership.org. And until next time, stay driven, keep climbing, and never stop evolving.